Okay, hello. Thank you for tuning in. We're live from LA lockdown, LA city lockdown. To be honest, it's not as locked down as we thought it would be, right?
Yeah, I really thought it was going to be empty.
Yeah, there's still cars outside. There's still people walking around. There's still, like, what it's like, 7-Eleven still open. We saw, like, the big restaurants close, but other than that, the parking lots are still open and charging, so.
I mean, the rates are down.
True, a little bit. Not like not where we park. It was still the same.
But I mean, like, these fools here.
Yeah, but I know other places like New York City and I think, like, Hollywood area, it looks, like, pretty barren, but right here, there's... It's still downtown. Popping.
Yeah.
And this is the LA city that is supposed to be locked down.
Weird.
I guess as of today, there's like no gatherings more than 50 people, no restaurants, no gyms, none of that.
Entertainment.
Trump said something about no more than 10 people now. Our mayor saying no more than 50 right now. It's still like every update day to day. But you know, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day.
And I forgot about it.
Yeah. I feel like that's something that's probably going to affect people. Well, clearly people's partying, they're going to have to do St. Patrick's Day inside. Because people do get wild for that holiday. They have the green drinks.
The green beer.
Yeah. And well, maybe just make green Coronas. That could still work inside your house.
Yeah.
My husband's probably not going to like that I'm telling this story. But here is a hoarding fail or a panic buying fail. So my husband does this thing called Shipt already, period, like before any coronavirus or anything. Like, he just likes purchasing through an app. Someone goes and buys for you and then you get your groceries. He just never has to go inside a store. Okay, so for some reason, and it's probably because other places were closed or didn't have what he wanted, or he thought, I just remember having a conversation with him like, hey, maybe we should start buying, like, just in case, like, in emergency. Like, let's just get, like, a kit together or, like, food together that we could just eat if all shit hits the fan. And so he's like, don't worry about it. I got it Shipt. That's the app. And so the next day, someone comes with Smart and Final bags. And my dad's like, is Jorge having a party? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, because he bought from Smart and Final. And I just think, oh, my dad just thinks Smart and Final is party buying. And I'm like, no, Dad, he's just buying in bulk because of the coronavirus. Coronavirus, coronavirus. He's like, no, because he's buying, like, instead of buying in bulk, he bought in big. So he bought this big ass shit of corn and for one, and like this big of shit of like tomato sauce. And then my dad's like, well, maybe he should have bought like little ones so that we could just like use and use, instead of buying one. Cause then after you open the first one,
it goes bad.
It like, and then you're not going to use all of it. True. Unless you're going to feed a lot of people. So that was our fail.
Wow.
Did you have any shopping fails? Have you gone this weekend?
No, I didn't go, but my mom and my sisters, they went. Mm. And yeah, everything's empty. People are panicky.
Yeah.
She was telling me that eggs are the thing that people are really...
Angie, when you talk away from the microphone.
Sorry. I get comfortable. eggs are the one thing that people are really going for.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to find some in Anaheim. We went from Santa Ana, and I went all the way to Anaheim, and we found El Super.
Right.
El Super had a bunch of... Oh, no, they didn't have eggs. No. They had milk. Milk.
You know what?
That's what it was.
I feel like all those people that have chickens, because there's still people that have chickens.
Yeah, Riverside. My tia had chickens
popping
in Riverside.
And they're like, oh, I was talking to my dad today, because he's from Mexico, but not just like, he's like one of 15 brothers and sisters, and they didn't grow up with a lot. So the way he looks at it, like, man, I've lived with so much less, like, to where his food for the day was like a tortilla and salsa, and that's it. Like, that was his food. So I guess us panicking, like, oh my god, we don't have like eggs or milk, and it's like, dog, we're known to, if it were to come to that, have to survive off of beans, little to nothing. But he is getting upset that there's not a lot of beans. Because he's been to, like, different stores, and he's like, I can't find beans. And I'm like, Dad, please don't be that stereotype. Like, I need my beans. But he is. He went today. He found his beans today. He went today. He waited outside before the store opened. And he's like, mija, I was, like, the third person in line. And they only let, like, six people in at a time. And there was only one bag of beans, even though... like, I was first, and it was early. And he's just very upset that there's no beans. And I'm like, well, let's just plant some.
Yeah.
Because we planted some before, and he said the beans are, like, the easiest crop to grow. It takes about a month, but...
Oh, so for a month you're going to be stuck with no beans?
But once that month hits,
you're going to be.
Yeah. You can't think like that with plants. See, thinking like that makes people not plant. And then in a month when there's no beans.
I'm going to go to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going like, to go to you.
Oh, let me just cut off my beans that I just made outside.
Yeah.
So that's what's going down on the coronavirus front. I understand everyone being scared. Yeah, I'm not panic. Sick, but I don't have coronavirus, by the way, because I know you could tell I'm sick.
Yeah. I'll stay on this side.
I had a really bad cold, and it was really scary. Up to the point where I've never had a cold like this. My fingernails were turning purple. I had, like, body aches, especially my back. I couldn't really walk. It hurt to talk. Like, shit was getting really scary for what I thought a cold was. I went to the ER. I also went to the urgent care a few days after. They checked me out. They ran tests, and they're like, no, you just got a cold and, like, a little bit of a bronchial infection or bronchitis. And so they gave me antibiotics, and it's cleared up since then. But it was just really scary. It's really scary because it's happening at the same time that this, like, panic for the coronavirus is happening. And so you're just, like, you're feeling a sickness already. It was just really, like, I didn't like it. And my whole house is sick. Like, everyone is coughing up. Angie swears.
I don't get sick.
Angie swears, because she came over, and Angie says that she does not get sick.
I don't.
For the record, I have not seen her sick since I've known her.
Yeah.
But she says the reason why she doesn't get sick is because she eats chile.
Thank you. And?
But my dad eats chile all the time.
Yeah.
And he got sick.
True.
And then Angie also eats vapor rub. Like, she eats it. Like, she doesn't put it on. She eats it. Just and that's what she's been telling me all the texts. Like, you just eat some vapor rub. And I've been so scared to do it. So I want to see you eat vapor rub.
I don't mind
We're
doing
gonna
it.
Record.
I have no problem with doing it. And then if you look at the bag label, it says, do not eat.
Yeah.
And if you eat it, to call poison control. But look at me, Sanita. I'm good.
So I don't know whether it works or not, or she's just
immune.
An exception.
Yeah.
So that's Angie.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Donald Glover's album, because I think that it might have been a leak. I don't think that he meant for people to know about the album. Because
you don't think so?
The way that it came out is weird to me. A fan tweeted out the website, and the reason why people knew about it is one of his team people retweeted it. And so that's how it got, like, the officiality or whatever. But he never tweeted about it. He never posted about it. And then when I went to it, it was, like, taken down. So what I feel is, like, they're experimenting and they were putting it up to see, like, how it was, and then, like, a fan caught onto it and then posted it.
Well, then his PR people or his manager, whoever, retweeted that, he shouldn't have done that.
No, he definitely should have. But then
it,
like, that's why it's their bad. But I don't think it was, like, a
meant to be.
Not at all.
Because I was looking at
it. And it's off now.
Yeah, it's off. It was off, like, hours after. Like, I want to say, because I saw it go live on, well, I saw it on social media, all about it, like, at noon. Because I woke up pretty late. I woke up at 11. I know. And then I was just checking his social media, and he's not active at all.
No.
Like, either on Instagram or Twitter, nothing. And then I tried looking Childish Gambino, and then I tried looking for his other name, and nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's not active.
No. So. And I definitely feel like it's because I know there's the surprise drops. But even when there's a surprise drops, that artist is, like, in on it. Like, we'll start posting about it as soon as it drops. Like, even if they're not posting before it, they do the after. And he didn't. And then it got taken down.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
So I don't think we were supposed to listen to it. But you did listen to it.
Yeah, I did listen to it. And so it's out. You can still find it on Audio Mac and then SoundCloud and on YouTube.
Yeah, but I think right now you're promoting leaks. So please don't do that.
I listened to it. It's very instrumental. There's, like, maybe a handful of songs that I do like, but it's very, a lot of noise, very auto-tune. Very auto-tune, and then it has appearances by SZA, Ariana Grande, and 21 Savage.
Yeah, I didn't get to listen to it. I do like...
I can give you the link.
No, I don't want to. I really feel like it's not right. We're not supposed to be listening to it.
I wouldn't be surprised because, again, it was very instrumental. So I would think maybe...
Like, it's just a lot of music.
A lot of,
A lot of, like, it's more beat than it is.
Yeah.
But that might not be the case if it's up. I don't think they would have uploaded.
Maybe.
But...
Because it sounded polished to me.
Right.
Well, everything.
I think they just weren't ready for the rollout.
Maybe.
So...
Well, too late for that. Sorry.
I didn't listen, Donald Glover.
I did.
Angie did. And then I saw what she did. She was tagging everyone saying, it's on Audio Mac. It's on Audio Mac. Like, do you have an Audio Mac sponsorship? Is there something I should know?
But if you want to, Audio Mac, I'm here.
I swear, Angie, I saw your post. I saw your comments on, was it?
Because they were asking, and I'm like, let the people.
But they weren't asking you.
But I'm like, if I have the knowledge, let me give it to you.
Whose page was it on?
I don't know. I was just seeing different people asking.
But on what page? It was like on a Complex or like a double XL post. And people in the comments are like, oh, I can't find it. And then Angie's like,
it's on Audio Mac.
It's on Audio Mac. Check on Audio Mac. Like answering everyone. Like if they're asking her.
I just want people to have the knowledge. That's it. If they want to hear it,
maybe there's a reason they can't find it, Angie.
What?
Maybe there's a reason they can't find it.
Well, I found it. I'm trying to give them the knowledge.
Ay. Okay, let's talk about Nelly knowledge, because Angie's favorite artist is Nelly. He's who got her into hip-hop. He's like her introduction. He's the coolest person in the world to her.
Nelly.
And so what's the news on Nelly?
So if you do follow Nelly, I'm not sure if you guys do know.
Follow Nelly, but...
Well, his last post was like earlier this month, and it was just a picture of Apple Bottoms. And the caption said, don't call it a comeback.
Hello, Cool J-Lan.
And that was it. And since then, he hasn't been active.
So, like, leading people to believe, like, Apple Bottoms is coming back.
It's coming back.
I do want to say something about Apple Bottoms, because I feel like we give the Kardashians a lot of credit for girls wanting big butts. But way before the Kardashians, Apple Bottoms existed. And Apple Bottoms made me want a big butt. I never even saw a big butt in Apple Bottoms. I just saw the Apple Bottom logo.
That was your trait.
And I'm just like, oh, I don't have that. Maybe I need that because I never bought a pair because I'm like, oh, that's not me. Aww. I felt very excluded. Aww. But it made me want, like, I'm like, oh, I wish I had a big butt so that I could have Apple Bottoms. You bought Apple Bottom gear, though.
I did.
Neither of us have big butts. But
I had the necklace, the t-shirts, all that,
Angie, where did you get this money to buy this? Because she bought Air Force Ones.
Timberlands, all that,
When she was in high school.
Yeah. No, junior high.
Wow, I wish. I was still stealing my older sister's stuff at that age.
That's sad.
Wow, okay, judgment. Because you're in the OC.
So I had sisters, older sisters, and they worked at that time. They were like 17, 18, something like that. And they worked at Robinson's May. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember Robinson's May?
Yeah.
So Robinson's May at that time, it was going bankrupt. So a lot of the clothes was going down and down. Mm-hmm. And they would just hook it up. So I would literally get Apple Bottoms for like $20.
Yes, but where did you even get the $20 to buy the Apple Bottoms?
My sisters would buy it for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they love me.
I think my sister bought me, like, nachos once when I was in high school. That's it. Love you. Okay.
I love my sister, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I would get it.
Definitely not me. But maybe it's because I had only one sister, and that dynamic is different than a lot of sisters.
Yeah.
Because that's just rivalry, the two sisters, versus, like, if you have more.
True.
Because then they just, like, you're the baby, or you're the young one of the younger ones.
The middle, middle child.
But yeah, you know, that's what made me want a big butt. Have you ever wanted a big butt?
I think every girl has.
Well, not the ones that have big butts.
I've never met a girl that says, oh, I like a flat ass. Never.
Well, I have a story for you.
Okay.
Who was I with? Oh my gosh. I was with someone. We were at BB. This is like before the online shops were really popping. Mm-hmm. We went to BB and I remember I was trying on a dress and she was waiting outside for me. And someone, like a boyfriend, was waiting outside for his girlfriend to, like, she was trying stuff on. And not outside, like literally outside the curtain, but not outside the fitting room. So they're still in the fitting room so they can talk. And so the girlfriend comes out, and I'm just hearing this, but the girlfriend comes out and she's like, oh, this dress makes my butt look big. And then since my friend is waiting for me and she's with, like, sitting kind of by the boyfriend, she's like, oh, that's a good thing. And I just heard the girl say, no, it's not.
What?
Yes. And then I was tripping out. And I don't have to tell you the ethnicity of the girl, but she was Caucasian.
Okay.
And we were just tripping out that she didn't like that it made her butt look big.
That's dumb.
Right?
Yeah.
But maybe it's just a thing for us
maybe
that we
Caucasian,
wanted.
Then. because they have Roxy and they would wear the low rise.
Oh, I always wished I could wear the low rise too because I had the
crack was showing.
I couldn't really wear anything because I had like love handles. Aww. So I had the little poop, but I didn't have anything in the back. It was not a good time. I had basically for the little that I had to do a lot of like lunges and squats and all that stuff. So I hope my husband's happy. Oh, no. But yeah, I'm gonna credit Nelly with making, or no, I'm not. But Apple Bottoms definitely made butts really cool. Like, oh my god, I want that. And it's like, oh, that's a body part. You gotta pay a lot of money for it. Okay, so
moving on.
This is actually really sad. So I don't want to
bring it down.
I'm gonna bring it down, I don't want to be like, oh, we're laughing. Nah.
I'm on the boat now.
I know. You said you wanted sad news, so. And you really like sad news, so here's sad news. Okay, so.
But I'm a happy person.
Michael Jordan, one of the two men that killed his dad during a car robbery, is out for parole right now. They were sentenced to life in prison. It's been 27 years, and yeah, he's up and possibly going to be released. I would only imagine that as being a very, very stressful time if I'm Michael Jordan right now. The way that they killed his dad was at like a rest stop sleeping, and they shot him and they dumped his body. And I think once they're in the car and they find out, oh shoot, like this is Jordan's dad, and they start going through his things. They even use his phone. They were still making calls on his phone. It's just very like non-remorseful of what you did.
Yeah.
And so yeah, they were sentenced to life in prison, but one of them is up for parole. And that's just really sad. So, yeah, our hearts go out to Michael Jordan. I know it's been a tough time because of Kobe passing. It hit him very different. He even said while he was giving his eulogy to Kobe during the memorial that when Kobe passed, a part of him passed. And we definitely know that his losing his dad was so big for him. So, yeah, Jordan, our hearts are with you.
Wow.
See, I told you it was sad.
Yeah, that was sad. Mm-hmm.
You wanted it.
Yeah.
You wanted it. Today I learned you can't leave without learning something here in ING. Yes,
I got you. Okay, so what is the worst business you can be on?
What?
With food. Cheese. Cheese is actually the world's largest shoplifted item in the world.
Really?
Yeah, because people love cheese.
It's widely. The world's largest shoplifted item in the world?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're good at that. But yeah, it's widely enjoyable by the world. Everybody likes cheese, and then it's always stocked in fridges, so there's really no surveillance cameras around it, so it's really easy to just get that 5-finger discount.
Damn, that's crazy. I took French class, and one thing you learn is fromage. That means cheese.
Wow.
And I always wanted to go to Paris or France because they said that they have fromagerie. It's literally like a fromagerie is a shop for cheese. Like, it's literally that's the only thing they sell in there. Cheese. Basically, probably like a deli, but I was just cheese. Like, ooh, I want to go to a fromagerie. Like, just walk in and it's just cheese everywhere. Granted, it'll probably smell, but... And you know what? I think that cheese our parents get from, like, Mexico or my mom brings from El Salvador, like, you'd get caught stealing that. Because that thing stinks so bad.
And I know which one you're talking about.
Right? Yeah, what's the name? What's the name?
I call it pata cheese.
That's probably the name.
That's literally that how it smells. Yeah, that's how it smells.
Yeah. Well, thank you for teaching us,
Angie.
Yeah,
you guys are welcome. You're welcome.
Now I know that the world's biggest thing in the world is cheese, right?
Don't be in the business of cheese. Okay. That's what it is.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. Yay. Bye.
Not on the mic.